Okay, so the last week we left off in the Geras HaKodesh about this issue of Gilgal. Remember last week we talked about the Sefer Gilgulim from the Arizal that every neshama has to fulfill all 613 mitzvahs. Otherwise, they got to come back again and again. And I told you that I had seen, we learned the Peliyoyitz that dealt with that. And here, we're going to see some of the solutions, just in case a person's not so keen on coming back so many times. What other etzes there might be, so that a person doesn't need to be Megugel. So this is from Yetiv Lev, whose name was, he was referred to as Reb Zalman Leib Teitelbaum. He was a son of the Yismach Moshe, grandfather of the Satmarov, Schoen of the Rocha, and he used to go, and just to relate it a little bit more personally, he used to travel to Sanz. He was a considered himself a disciple of the Divrei Chaim. So he says as follows. We're on Daf Shin Yud, Parsha Shlach, on the Pasuk, the left-hand column here, V'chi Yogur Itchem Ger. Says the Yet of the Yesh, L'ramiz B'zeh, that one could point, allude to here, Ma'ashehuva B'gemara Perek Beis de Shabbos. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, a story. There was a story with a guy. Shabbat of Neshamai who came to Shammai. Omer legarein yamanashe talem deni kol haTorah kula. Convert me on the condition that you're going to teach me all of Torah. Kshani oimed al regel achas. So I'm standing on one foot. So we know Shammai was not real fond of this. Dachvay ba'amas abinyan. He pushed him away with a yardstick of some sort. Baldifne Hill of Igare and Hill converted him. Amalai and Hill said to him, Daloch, Sonny, Lachavachle Savid, that which is hated to you, don't do to somebody else. Zui Kola Terukula, this is the entirety of Teruvi Idach Pirushi, the rest of it is commentary. Zil Gemar, go and learn. So obviously, there's great difficulty in this Maim Chazal. How can Hill possibly suggest that all of Torah is contained in this one mitzvah? And why does Hillel put it into the negative and so on? Many different commentaries. What did Shammai want? And what the difference of Hillel? Okay, so so what he's going to say now is not his pshat. Okay, for the next up until the Shin Yud Aleph, all the way until the middle of the column, is not his pshat. This is what he's repeating from others. You'll see his addition. But this is brought, the Shalar Kodesh brings it. Mamash Kadmainim. This is not a chesed. What is the Noyam Megodim brings it both in his sefer on Chumash and in his sefer there on Tehillim Imaras Tahiris. He brings this pshat also. So Pirush Kol Kadmainim is supreme. Now we're on the top of Shin Yud Aleph. Ki Yadua. And this is what we learned last week in the Sefer HaGulgulim that was quoted by the Balatani. Kiramach mitzvahs aseh shebetorah, the 248 positive mitzvahs in the Torah, neged ramach evarim shebadam, they correspond to the 248 limbs of the person. Ushasaloi says, saying this 365 thou shalt not, keneged shasogidim, they correspond to the 365 veins, sinews. V'ayin edichsiv, say the kadmainim, Torah Hashem temima. When a person keeps all of Torah, then there's tamimus, then there's wholesomeness. B'iskayim b'shleimus, if you fulfill all of Torah completely, then az meshivas nefesh l'sharsha. Torah Hashem tamima. If a person keeps all of Torah, then meshivas nefesh, then his soul can go back home. Then his soul can return. But if not, then his neshama has got to come back. Beautiful taich in a pasuk. Teres Hashem tamima meshivas nafesh. Kibuchol mitzvah saseh shemikayim. He explains what's going on here, because in each mitzvah that a person fulfills, hu mitar mekadesh hu mezachech evesh shekenegadesh a mitzvah, that purifies and cleanses and sanctifies that limb that corresponds to that mitzvah. Ramatullah writes about the chikasa that he once was ill, mamish ill to the point where he was barely moving, and after several days he got out of bed. He was like completely recovered, like in a moment. And he said that he did a cheshbon hanefesh, and he figured out what he was pogam in, where he was missing this shleimus, he fixed it and he was immediately cured. So too with each thou shalt not mitzvah. When an opportunity to violate comes to a person's hand, and he fulfills Hashem's desire, that he doesn't violate one of the mitzvahs that he's not supposed to do, so that ends up sanctifying the gidim. So a person has the opportunity to illuminate and to sanctify his body by fulfilling the mitzvahs that present themselves and by not violating the loisesses that present themselves. Ulam yeshlavim, but we got to understand this. Haloi zeh mehanimna shikayim kol ish v'ish kol ha-toyre b'chlo l'seh protoseh. It's virtually impossible for any individual to fulfill all of Torah in all of its details. Why not? Because we know that there are numerous mitzvahs that can only be performed by Kehanim. There are some that are only Levim, some are only Yisraelim, and even among Yisraelim, there are people who have a boy first, there are people who can't do the mitzvah Pidin HaBen, there are mitzvahs that are dependent upon women. There are mitzvahs that will never come to a person as long as they live. Very few people end up doing those mitzvahs. Just odd or very seldom performed mitzvahs. There are numerous such mitzvahs that just never present themselves. And how much more so? The vast majority of Torah is dependent upon living in the land of Eretz Yisrael during the time that the Beis Hamikdash stands. Ever since our Beis Hamikdash has been destroyed, we can't fulfill those mitzvahs in actuality. So how are we ever going to come to a full tikkun? So there are three solutions to this quandary. Aleph, the first way to solve it is Ayyudei Seyda Gilgul, is by coming back again and again. Kiein kol eila yifal keil palmim sholesh im gevim posukin yuv, that if a person is going to happen twice, three times, four times, he'll end up coming back. So one solution is you come back once during the Beis Hamikdash, the first Beis Hamikdash, once during the second, and as a man, and as a woman, as a kohen, as a levi, as a Yisrael, you do it all. Beis, the second solution, is la shekol Yisrael areivim zeh bezeh. There's a concept that all of Klal Yisrael are responsible for one another. If we have love and peace and unity, if we act like one, so what one Jew does covers all of Klal Yisrael's responsibility. And here he says this. I think we did a similar piece when we came across this earlier in Tanya. This is the purpose of why when we do mitzvahs in the tefillah, before we do the mitzvah, we say that we're doing it in the name of all Yidden. So in case there's a Yid out there who's not able to do this mitzvah, we're doing it on their behalf. With this Yisoid of being able to do it in the name of Achdus, Avin Achol explains the pasuk Hoyedech b'derech Salmim. Somebody who goes in a way of Tmimus, who Yishar Seini, that person, if he's Tamim, if he's wholesome with other people, that's the person that's really able to serve me. Vani Amarti, says the Yetiv Lev, I added to this, Kizer Shamar Kosiv, Pada B'Sholem, pasuk in Tilim, right? There's a famous Chabadning for this. Pada B'Sholem Navshi Mikrobli. So he says, Pada B'Sholem in parentheses is Al Yidei Sholem, by being peaceful. Navshi Mikrobli, the Melchemes HaYetzer, HaMutal Alai, I'm able to fight that war. How? Ki berabim hayu imadi, because it's as if I did them together with all the other people. That's how he attaches the pasuk in Tehillim. That's method number two. So method number one was Gilgal. Method number two is doing things in unison. That still is not going to cover you, however, for the mitzvahs that can't be done in our time at all, like the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael. Gimel, so the third approach is Ayudei Shaisik B'Torah, when a person studies Torah. V'loimid Almenas Lishmar V'lasayis U'dekayim, and he learns, having in mind that if should the opportunity present itself, he can't wait to jump on this opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah. So we know that the rule is machshava toiva, a good thought. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitzar for the ma'isa, Hashem considers it an action. A person who tried, who set out to do a mitzvah, but he couldn't do it, says the Gemara, the Torah considers it as if he did it. Now, how does a person ever get to the place where it's a real chishev lasas mitzvah? If you go and you study the laws and you're really ready and prepared because you've done your homework and you're ready to do it, so then you could say, I tried doing it. Then he adds another proof to this yusayid, ke'inyan sh'amr chazal. Chazal tell us a similar concept, kol ha'isik b'toyres oyla ki'ilu ikir v'ayla, that a person who studies the concept of the karbon oyla, it's as if he brought a karbon oyla. U'kede'isa b'sifri parshas tzitzis. Look what the sifri says here. He says, Leman tizkiru va'asisem. It says in Shema, so that you'll remember, va'asisem, and you'll do. Says the Sifri, la'asois, that this pasuk tells us, zechira is kemaisa. That mentioning it, speaking, is like doing it. So he has three proofs to the yosayit. One proof was, machshav atoy v'kadosh baruch mitzar for the ma'asim. Number two is Chishuv Lasas Mitzvah Menenas. I'm sorry, that's the same you said. Number two is that a person who studies the concept of an Ayla is as if he did it. Number three is the Sifri of Tizkiru, which Be'etzim is even less. Tizkiru is even mentioning. There's the Kol Ha'isik B'Torah Ayla. It's interesting to see the way the Mefarshim speak about it. In one place, the Mishnah Berurah points out that it means Mamish Limud, that you gotta really study it. But according to the Sifri, it's even Zechira, it's even reading the parish of it has value. So that's the third method. So now, say the Kadmainim. Now we understand what this prospective Ger was talking about, because otherwise he looks like he's certifiably insane. You come to Shamayin Hill and you say, convert me, I'll regalachas on one leg. What is the guy, nuts? What kind of talk is that? Of course Shammai should have driven him out with Amas Abinyan, and maybe he should have used something more powerful. What kind of does it? Because he says, no, this guy was actually very smart. Shah Yakosha Veinov, because this prospective ger had great difficulty. Eich efsha the kayim kolatayeg mitzvahs. How is it going to be possible for me to fulfill all 613 mitzvahs? Unless I come back a bunch of times. Ukvar noida, and he already knew then, we know now, Amaisa, the story, that upstairs, they gave somebody once the choice, livchar, to choose, achas mishteyel, one of two things. Oy gehenim, oy gilgal. What would you like? You want to come back again to the world? Or would you rather go spend some time in the warm place? And the guy was smart, and he chose Yisur Ganim. He chose Ganim. He didn't want to come back again into this world. Because, as we all know, it is a very dangerous place. Who knows if he's going to be wise enough to be able to make it through another lifetime without messing up worse than he did the previous times. So says the Ger to Hillel to Shammai, v'zeu shom alamdeini kol ha-toyre kula. Teach me all of Torah kishani oimed al regal achas. I want you to do it. It's interesting. I think this is a toisam. This is a mistake, because he didn't say that. He said, "Convert me al regalachas." Oh, he does have that even earlier. Got to look up the Gemara. Anyway, so he says, "What's he trying to say?" He's trying to say, "What kind of regalachas? What is regal? Shalosh regalim." Doesn't mean 1 foot. It means one time. He's saying to Hillel, I want to convert. I want to convert, but I want to do it b'regel achas. I want to do it as a single appearance. I'm not interested in coming back again and again. So I want to be there one time. I know that Gilgal is one of the solutions. I want to use, I said, give me another Eitzah. Dachvay, so Shammai said, I can't do it. There's no such thing. That's the way you got to do it. But when he came before Hillel, don't do that which is despised to somebody else. If you do that, you're going to be able to be unified with other Jews. So what other Jews will do? You could use the other solution of what? Of it being as if all Yidden did it, right? Because you're going to be in peace with other people. You'll be at peace with other people. Their actions will count for you. V'idach pirusha. Ah, you want a third solution? Oideitza. Another idea is Zilgamar. Go learn. Go learn on the condition that you're going to do. And nechshim kilo also b'maisa. That's as if you acted. Ad kandi rekad meinim b'zeh. That's the pshat that the kandi meinim. Kshani oimid al regalachas. He doesn't say talam deni.
That's
the
Gemara.
Yeah.
He's got it.
Oh, it does say amarash talam deni?
Yeah, talam deni. Kishut oimid. Right. Your question was what the regalachas oimid al regalachas.
No. You say me the lashon. Ma'aseh benachri yachad shabbat v'nei shamay.
He said.
Gairani.
Both shamay gairani almanas shetisi main. Oh, that's the kind of one. 1 second.
Okay, you got it right. Okay, now we get the Yetiv Lev's addition to this pshat that the Kadmainim brought. Okay, Uladati adds the Yetiv Lev.
Why would he suggest the the second one
of Achdus?
Yeah, if there's a third one, I mean, they're either or?
No, they're all three.
Well, the first one has problems because
Gilgal? Gilgal is the first one. Problems. The second one is Achdus, the third one is Torah.
Which would seem that you wouldn't need the other two.
Like any one of them could do
like
without
some sort of a. Right, but Gilgal maybe isn't so appealing.
They all have their pluses and minuses. You got to be able to have achdus with other people, and you certainly have to live in a time when other people are doing the mitzvahs. That's the biggest problem. If you're living in a time when nobody's fulfilling the mitzvah of Aliyas HaRegel,
but then you can do the third way.
So the third way would have to be that you got to go learn. You have to be capable of learning all the Tariq mitzvahs. That's not so simple.
Why don't you just tell them that?
Which one?
Why tell them Madacharach Osagi? You know,
Probably because it's very difficult for a pro to learn Kol HaTorah Kula, so how much more so a guy who's being Megayer in a midlife crisis. So he's probably telling him he should use a tziruf of all them. So look what he does with this. Uledaiti zedach siver pashas Yisrael. I think he says this is what Kol Yisrael is saying. Vayanu kol ha'am yachtov vayemru. The entire nation responds collectively and says, what is the yachdav? Al yidei sha'anu yachad ke'echad, because we are one, kidichsiv, like the Torah testifies, vayichad sham Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael camped there, upirish rashi ki'ishechad, they camped like one person. Al kain, therefore, they have the right to say, kol ha'shadib Hashem naseh, we will do, b'itzarfus, because we're all going to be considered one. The achdus being the critical word. The achdus is bringing them to that they're able to say. Because otherwise, how can any Jew say, I'm going to do it all? No one can do it all.
They voted on option number two.
Wait, not yet. And that, in addition, you see now, what we read last week, Vayan, Kaluam, Koylechot, Vayem, Kolash, Dibel, Shem, Nasa. First it says that what we just read, they answered together, Nasa, Ulochoyre, Koylechot, Svasias, why do you need? Vayem, Kolot, they should have said, Vayan, Kaluam, Vayem, Kolash, Dibel, Shem, Nasa. Why do you need the Koylechot? Why didn't they answer together? Elish, Gishu, Bezeh, they asked this Kasha. How is it possible for any individual Jew to fulfill all 613 mitzvahs? There are many mitzvahs that are never going to happen at all. Ulam, he says, no, it's not a problem, because all Yisrael began their achdus. Klal Yisrael at that stage had the gift of unity. Like Rashi just said, it was v'yanu kolam, there was kish echad b'lev echad. So the Torah testifies, V'yan kolom koil. You know what kind of sound they made? It was a sound of echad. Shem kish echad, they responded with their achdus. Ulechein v'yemru, next page, Shin Yad Beis. Kol advar mashadim Hashem na. So we're going to be able to do everything that Hashem told us to do. Kama l'mayla. How? Because it's kol echad. You're going to ask. V'shem matoyim, are you going to say? Like Mendel is saying, Akati manase bois in mitzvahs atzilim baretz. What are we going to do with the mitzvahs that are completely dependent upon living in Eretz Yisrael? Echav shalana lasoisim terabi anashamad. You got the Jews in the desert. How are they going to be able to fulfill the mitzvahs in the desert? They weren't able to do trumas and maizes and some of the other agricultural mitzvahs that are completely dependent upon living in Eretz Yisrael. Here they add to it in addition. Everybody always asks, what are the different things? You have one step, which is nasa, and then you have nasa v'nishma. He says, the nasa v'nishma, nishma means we're looking out, we're yearning to do it. Then that's going to be considered action. So it's a step after it's building on it. Now,
we're going to learn about it.
Nishma means we're going to listen, we're going to hear. Next paragraph. With this, he touches a gorgeous a medrash. It's a peladic medrash. Behind these are medrash yashirim. Shinayach ke'eder haktsuvos. Says the medrash, milin kitsuvin. It's limited words. What are the limited words? There's 248 positive mitzvahs and 365 negative mitzvahs. Continues the pirish of the pasuk. Shekula mat imais. They're all matched up. Ritzayna Laima says, this is still part of the medrash. Shekulam matimais, shekulam daikam matimais to mashlimas anefesh, says the Yetiv Lev, meaning like this: milin kitzuvin, they're limited, meaning it has to be these specific mitzvahs. Shekulam matimais, he says, that means shekulam daikam matimais to mashlimas anefesh. We all are looking for shlemas anefesh, the solution to becoming a complete whole person. Israel mach mitzvah asay. That's what the Baal Tanya also indicated in the letter that we're learning. You get to say v'shem atoyim ha'eich efshe l'kol echad v'echad l'kayim kulam. How is it possible for any Jew to fulfill all the mitzvahs? Answers the pasuk al ze'om ha'kechut hashani sifseisayach. Like a chut hashani is a piece of yarn are your lips, meaning. Shenemar, says the Medrash, Vayan Kolom Koil Echod. Shehem Begeder Echod, they are on the level of Achdus. Lekach, says the Medrash, Koladvama Shadiba Shem Nase. Therefore, as we said before, that's the first step. Is we're going to do it. We, plural, as one. Visham Nemar. Nasiv Nishma. There it also says Nasiv Nishma. Kaleima Ayudea Kabbalah. That refers to the Kabbalah. Says the Medrash. It's a very famous pasuk. Vezesh Amak Pelach Hariman Rekosech. Rakosech. Like a pomegranate. The Gemara says Afilu Rekonim Shabach. The Gemara says the Medrash quotes the same language. Even the most empty Jew, Mibad, what, how do you pronounce this?
Mibad Tzamasech.
Tzamasech. Mitzumasin umikusharim imach. They're tied and bound with you. Meaning, even the emptiest Jew has a relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Is imkain efshaliskayim adeshem ba'achdus. They can still fulfill it. How? We got a Jew that has no mitzvahs. How does he have shleimus? He has shleimus because he's a peaceful, loving Jew, and he has the mitzvahs that are being fulfilled with other by other Jews. Now, should have looked up this pasuk. Do you give me the correct pronunciation here? It's real. V'zesh amad David HaMelech alav
ha'shalom. Golmei?
Ra'uei naich? V'al sifrech ha'toira kulam yikasevu. So, look how we pronounce it. What's a golem? A golem is something which is yet to be processed. It's not a finished item that he writes here in the parentheses.
Golmu?
Golmi.
Yeah.
Roe necha.
The word Torah is not there.
Okay. So he says, what's the sifricha? What's Hashem's sefer? Tarjag mitzvahs, right? So he says, Tarjag mitzvahs k'neged eivorim v'gidim, yamim yitzorav ala yechad behem, k'leima shelo yesh echad, shia ben baisna tarjag mitzvahs l'kayim kulam. Now, there's a kri and a ksiv there. Remember what a kri and a ksiv is? Sometimes you have a pasuk, it's written one way, but it's read another way. V'loy echad mehem is a kri and a ksiv. There's an aleph and a vav. So, he says, there is no person who can do all 613 mitzvahs. So he says, Valzeba kri liyashev, comes the pasuk to answer, V'loi, which person can do it? Echad behem. Imloi, if that one person has b'chinas echad, if he has this attribute, this personality of achdus, lihisachadim klal yisrael, azu behem, then he has the kayach of being that shleimus the gedrum mekayim kulam bitzdar from yachad. Va'idzais continues David HaMelech. V'lima yakru reyecha el ma'atzmu rasheyam roshe advarim anu harayoynes u'machshavis toivais reishis ha'maisa. Roshe advarim, he says, refers to the first of all things. Sha'atu mitzarefam b'chazdach ha'maisa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers the fact that we yearn and we desire to do them, they're the reishis ha'machshava, Hashem turns them into action. V'zeh shenokat sham shem keil. That's why he uses the name keil shu chesed. Keil, chesed keil kol hayom. It's a name of chesed. V'zeh shenemar. Now he's continuing that pasuk in Tehillim. Ozamarati hinei basi b'migid the sefer. Kosev alai, I'm coming with the sefer. Meaning, that's the sefer, those are the mitzvahs that are placed upon, meaning that are responsible for my body, all of my limbs, all of my sinews. How can we possibly do it? We can't do them all. I wanted to do them. And your Torah is in my kishkes because of Achshava Teva Mitzaref L'maisa. You know how I got them? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking my desire, my yearning, and combining them to action. Gam Besati Tzedek, he says, Bekol Rav, another way to do it is to do it with the multitudes. Ayde Akol B'Rabim Lisachad Yachad. Okay, so now he answers as follows. Remember, he's doing this in Parsha Shlach, right? Parsha Shlach, we know, we read about the tragedy with the Meraglim. Zesh Amma, this is just such a turning on the head of how we would normally read these psukim. Zesh Amma Ach Enin HaMeraglim. After the Meraglim come, we know that Hashem told Klal Yisrael then, because you wept B'chiyah Shel Chinam, you're going to have because you wept for nothing. This is where all of our mothers got it from. You wept for nothing, I'm going to give you something to cry about, right? This is the source. It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Shayidezeh, we know, Nikva B'chil Adaris. That story happened on Tisha B'Av. V'chorban Beis HaMikdash, that's why we have the destruction. V'yachsiru kama mitzvah, she'yavshu l'kama ma'asa. And most of the mitzvahs, I think, that numbers-wise, we cannot fulfill since the Churban Habayis. Says the Pasuk, V'chi agur yitchem ger. A guy is going to want to convert. Okay? Or I'm talking to one of you guys. Yidalach, yidalach. You guys in all generations. Meaning, bizman churban beis hamikdash, even during the times when we're not going to physically be able to fulfill the mitzvahs. V'also yishereach nichayach l'Hashem, and a Jew is going to want to come and bring a korban tamid, a korban mayil, a korban chatos. I mekanished. There's no Beis HaMikdash. How do you do it? V'yikoshe be'inov. And all of us yidalach are going to say, oy vey, we're going to learn the Shar HaGulim from the Arizal, and it looks like we're all doomed to come back again and again. Eichem shalas is nechazruch l'shma yizbarach. How in the world are we going to be able to do an isherech nichayach l'Hashem l'kayim kol ha-Torah b'shlei Musa? How in the world are we going to be able to fulfill all of Torah? Also, Omar, come to Torah and Emphit. Kasha tasu, Loshen Rabim. As you will do, says the Eight of Lev, Bichlolis Yisrael. As the Yidntum, as Klal Yisrael will do, Kenyas, and so too shall you do. Meaning, if you'll be ma'achin yourself with the Klal, it'll be as if you're doing it. Even if you personally can't do it. What he's suggesting here, which is unbelievable, is that we can be ma'achad ourselves with previous deiris. This isn't just about achdus with Klal Yisrael in our time. But when you have achdus throughout the generations. Hakol, mikoyach achdus, by being part of a kehillah, Chuk achas, you're considered as if you're hewn from one thing, nechoshev lemaisa, lachem lager, for the Jew and for the guy who wants to convert. Kechem kigayil lefnei Hashem achoy kelev, like Hashem, lefnei Hashem, who knows that we really want to do it. That's one etze, achdus. Second etze is, oitzois. Comes the Torah and adds to that, Torah achas u'mishpat echad. Not only is there the solution of becoming part of Kashatasu, Bichlal, Kenyasa, so too shall the individual do. Not only do we have that solution, but there's another solution. Torah Achas Mishpat Echad. You have the solution of learning one Torah, Kalema Zil Gemar, what Hillel told the Ger, go learn. And that will be considered mamish like an action. Because a good thought, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzar for the ma'isa. Lachem leger agar yitchem v'hovin, and understand this well. This concept, if you take the Sefer Derech Pikudecha from the Bnei Yisoschar, his whole Sefer is based upon learning the Machshava, Dibra, Maisa of the 613 mitzvahs. The only problem is he didn't finish the 613 mitzvahs. But for many of the mitzvahs he goes through, the Gimel Chelke HaMitzvahs, Machshava, Dibra, Maisa, and the introduction, he lays out this Yisoid from the Sefer Al-Gilgulim, that a person who wants to be able to be mashlem himself, that one of the Iker ways of doing it is by the Limud HaTorah of the mitzvahs. There are people who have a minig that stem from here, that each week they review the mitzvahs of that week's parsha. There are people who, at least on Shavuos, read the Taryag mitzvahs from the Meinei mitzvahs. So the Rambam has one list, from Sadi Goyin has another list. There's several different lists. There are people that at least once a year say the Taryag mitzvahs to show that they have that yearning to do it. But certainly, having in mind, as we learn, especially the mitzvahs that we cannot fulfill b'yameinu, that we should grab those opportunities to learn those things and to show the Rabbanu Shalom that Ritzeinenu lasas Ritzeinecha.